WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. With the fragile peace deal holding, hundreds of thousands of Palestinians are returning to Gaza City and to scenes of devastation.
My house, which I built 40 years ago, was gone in a moment. All my brothers are gone, my nephews too. What's left in the world? Even death is better than the struggle we are
President in. President Trump co-chairs a peace summit in Egypt tomorrow, also the day the remaining Israeli hostages, living and dead, are to be turned over in return for the release of Hamas prisoners held in Israeli jails. New Orleans has a new mayor, Councilmember Helena Moreno, taking up the challenge.
While some may see a broken city, I actually see so many solutions.
And tributes are pouring in for Diane Keaton, Woody Allen Muse, who first made her name in his film Annie Hall.
That got her the Oscar and made her a fashion icon with her gender-bending wardrobe.
CBS's Matt Wolf. Keaton was also a photographer, author, and director. She was 79. No cause of death given. CBS News Brief. I'm Vicki Barker.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
For Civic Media News, I'm Shally Pittman. Restoration projects in Iron County, Wisconsin have led to a 94% increase in juvenile brook trout and improved overall habitat health. Judith Ruiz Branch of the Public News Service has more.
As dwindling brook trout populations are a concern across Wisconsin, conservation efforts in Iron County are increasing viable habitats for the native species. Fish population spikes are being observed at Kari Creek and the Tyler Forks River after major culvert replacement and restoration projects. A fisheries biologist for the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources, Zach Lawson, says post-project monitoring shows a 94% increase in juvenile trout at Kari Creek.
We see a more even distribution of different size and age classes throughout the stream along the entire reach of Kari Creek, which is fantastic, just what we want to see.
Lawson says brook trout are important as a good indicator of high-quality water resources. Despite the fluctuating weather conditions of climate change, Iron County is predicted to be one area in Wisconsin where brook trout will still be able to thrive. Lawson says that's why projects like these are so crucial. Kari Creek, which serves as a nursery habitat for brook trout, had been diverted from its natural channel into a roadside ditch, causing erosion and flooding issues. Improving it meant replacing 9 culverts and an 800-foot stream restoration that cost more than $400,000 to complete. Heather Palmquist with the Iron County Land and Water Conservation Department says most of the funds came through the Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources Trout Stamp Fund. She says rural, underserved areas like Iron County, with a population of just 6,500, could not undertake these kinds of projects. For Wisconsin News Connection, I'm Judith Ruiz Branch. Find our trust indicator at publicnewsservice.org.
More news anytime at civicmedia.us.
The Brewers beat the Cubs. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports from AmFam Field, where the Brewers beat the Cubs 3-1 last night to advance to the National League Championship Series. Things got started for the crew in the bottom of the first with William Contreras at the plate. Coverage on TBS.
And he pulls this one deep to left center, way back. Strike first in game 5.
Solo home runs later from Andrew Vaughn and Bryce Turang. Jacob Mizorowski, the Miz, awarded the win. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Yeah, that Miz was gassed. I would have loved to keep him in. You know, we told him to empty the tank in that last inning. He was magnificent. He who's had some bumps in the road here during his first year, for him to come back again in this same series and pitch so well.
So the Brewers host the Dodgers here tomorrow night. First pitch 7:08 for game 1 of a National League Championship Series. In Milwaukee with sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
You're listening to 93.5 The Tap, home for Matt and Air on Air, weekdays from 9 to 11 a.m.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Mostly cloudy and breezy with isolated showers possible today and a high near 70. Mostly cloudy, still breezy tonight, occasional showers around and a low in the low 50s. Sunshine returns for Monday, highs in the mid-60s. Right now it's 50.
Why are interscholastic sports called the last classroom of the day? Because they teach students important life lessons like teamwork, accountability, and perseverance. School sports are so much more than a game. They're about developing the whole person. That's why they're an essential part of every student's education.
Encourage your student to participate in the last classroom of the day. Interscholastic Sports in Wisconsin. This message presented by the WIAA and the Wisconsin Athletic Directors Association.
So my mother is thinking of switching from Verizon to Pure Talk, but she's worried the deal sounds too good to be true. Michael, she said, how can those Pure Talk people offer me the same basic service as Verizon for so much less money? I said, Ma, go ask Google how much Verizon spends on advertising and promotions. A few seconds later, my mother said, oh my goodness, $12 billion a year? That must be a typo. I'll tell you what I told my mom. It's not a typo. Verizon spends $12 billion a year on advertising and promotions, and their customers are paying for it. Well, Pure Talk doesn't spend that kind of money on commercials. Trust me, I would know. That's why they can offer you and my mother unlimited talk, text, and plenty of data on a crazy fast 5G network for just $25 a month. And if you're a business owner, you could really save a fortune. Dial pound 250, say the words Mike Rowe, and you'll get an additional 50% off your first month. That's pound 250, Mike Rowe. Pure Talk. Everything you need and nothing you don't.
Jane Mattenair and Greg Bach.
Coming up on the show, what is the view from across the pond for Democrats who live overseas? We're going to hear from George King IV from Democrats Abroad. Join us.
Mattenair on Air, weekday mornings 9 to 11. This is 93.5 The Tap.
Well, back we are, the Music of the Stars. I'm your host, Lou Regani. Thanks for being here. We're on the Civic Media Radio Network and worldwide, civicmedia.us. And our new station in Milwaukee, WZTI. Welcome aboard, everybody. The year 1957, Gale Storm. My Little Margie, remember? Gail Storm was quite a singer, but people remember her as a comedian. Later on, she got into politics in her hometown. Kind of forgotten today, and I'm sorry to hear that. This was number 4 on Billboard, April 1957. Her last single on the charts, anyway. Something about endings. I don't like endings. The Music of the Stars, Gale Storm.
Dark moon, away up high up in the sky. Oh, tell me why, oh, tell me why you've lost your splendor. Because your light withdraws, is it because I've lost my love? Mortals have dreams of love's perfect schemes, but they splendor.
Oh, tell me why, oh, tell me why.
Dark moon.
Dark moon.
What is the cause your light withdraws? Is it because I've lost my love?
Lost love.
tell me why, oh, tell me why you've lost your splendor.
Oh, tell me why, oh, tell me why.
Dark
moon,
what is the cause your light withdraws? Is it because I've lost my love?
Jethro!
Yeah, homely!
Remember those two gals we used to date? We always used to take them out under a dark moon. Just couldn't face them in the light.
Yeah! And remember the one that went with me? You know, she weighed 250 pounds, had buck teeth, ruby red eyes, and big blue lips.
Yeah, and I got the ugly one.
And you remember mine wanted to be a singer. She had sort of a sweet voice, too, you see. She had sort of a cross between Dinosaur, Gail Starr, Rosemary Clooney, and Patty Page.
Oh, you ain't nothing but a dark moon. Why do you hide behind the causes? And because you see the face of my love.
And let me play amongst the stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all along for all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you. Spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me. Fill my heart with song and let me sing forevermore. You are all I long for, all I worship and adore. In other words, please be true. In other words, I love you.
Hey, who do you think first sang that? No, it was Kay Ballard, 1952. And that's not the title. It's In Other Words. And by the way, that's Homer and Jethro. What am I saying by the way for? That is the way. But let's swing it now with Count Basie. Nobody does it better. Music of the Stars. Art Howard wrote that. Okay, we'll do Kay Ballard too.
Thank you.
and gentlemen, here is a very delightfully amusing, at times a little dead, friend of mine, Kay Ballard. Kay?
Thank you very much. You know, teenagers have started something that we used to do. They've revived the handies. They're known as the hand jokes. And I think they reflect a great sense of humor, so I would like to do them for you now. They go something like this. Miss! The seat is already taken! Conductor, would you mind opening the doors again? All right, miss. You can call off your dog now. Lady, would you please hang your umbrella somewhere else?
And here's Kay Ballard.
Stars. Let me see what spring is like on Jupiter and Mars. In other words, hold my hand. In other words, darling, kiss me.
That's the first recording, 1952, the music of the stars. Kay was quite a musician, and she was with John Williams and the Boston Pops on flute. Here's Johnny.
My first guest tonight is a very unique young lady. She is just what she seems to be. She's rather shy. She's a very talented young actress who was in The Godfather. She's been in Hair, Played Again, Sam, and she sings. How would you describe her? Shy?
She's kind of a fae, I think. Mystic. She's very sweet.
Would you welcome Miss Diane Keaton? How are you tonight?
I'm all right. I'm hiding behind my bangs.
I
know. I mean, if you I'm really lucky. I can't see anything. And no one can see me, thank God.
You're going to start that again now?
No, I'm not.
That's not why you wear bangs, is it? To hide behind them?
Well, you know, a little. I think that psychologically, yes, I might.
Yeah, you didn't wear those. So. You had your hair in The Godfather. You wore back, didn't you?
Yeah, I sure did. That wasn't my idea, but, you know, I did.
It wasn't your idea?
No, not at all. I mean, I have a forehead that goes, you know, starts about there. I mean, it ends there or something like that. I don't know which. Do you know which? The forehead is back far. That's it.
High forehead.
You have a high forehead.
That's it. High forehead.
That's right.
Well, I'm glad we cleared that up.
Starting off good, Di.
What are you wearing tonight? Is this... It looks like kind of a suit.
Yeah, it is a suit. I'm just like you guys. I have a suit on, yeah.
Was it a man suit that you had fixed? Or?
Oh, no, it's a female suit.
Uh-huh.
And I am female.
Oh, I know that. No, I was...
I know, not, sometimes, you know.
There's no question about that.
You promise?
Yeah.
You do?
And you're wearing those clogs again tonight.
That's right, yeah. Yeah. Well, now that we know what I look like...
Please welcome the mother of the bride and one of my favorite actors and people, the great Diane Keaton.
When I'm awfully low, when the world is cold, I will feel a glow just thinking of you. And the way you look tonight, you're lovely with your smile so warm and your cheeks so soft. There is nothing for me but to love you just the way you look tonight. With each word, your tenderness grows, tearing my fear apart. And that laugh that wrinkles your nose touches my foolish heart. Lovely, never, never change. Keep that breathless charm. Won't you please arrange it, 'cause I love you just the way you look to.
Well, I mean, do you want it? You don't have to do it.
I want to, but I hope I don't fall on my face, as I said. Oh, should I go over there?
Well, you're not going to fall on your face.
No, well, watch me do this. No,
no, you don't.
Okay.
Here's Diane Keaton. It's going to sing.
Okay.
The stars are still on high, but they don't twinkle anymore. Why does it seem they've lost their gleam? Somehow the lovely flowers have no fragrance anymore. Where is their bloom, their sweet perfume? Darling, that just shows what your goodbye can do. Until you return, there's nothing I can do. Oh, there's a love in my life. It's just a void and empty space. When you are not in my embrace, oh, there's a lull in my life. The moment that you go away, there is no night, there is no day. The clock stops ticking, the world stops turning, everything stops but that flame in my heart that keeps burning. pretend. I know it's you alone can end. This ache in my heart, the call of my arms, the lull in my life. There's a
say that, they love you.
Screen legend Diane Keaton has died. She was 79.
You know, the thing that's wonderful about movies is you do them, and then they're done.
And you're done.
Goodbye. I can't imagine being on a series.
Well, your
you're
life
on a non-stop.
Has been a series, though.
A series of, yeah, strange choices. It's been an odd life. A privileged life.
I mean, I've tried writing and calling. Now, I want to reach Michael.
I auditioned for The Godfather, having never read it and knew nothing about it. And just was there, just standing there like every other woman. Well, no, worse, because I didn't know what the hell I was there for.
Here's Steve Martin, a song for Diane Keaton.
We learned today that actress Diane Keaton has died in California. She was 79 years old. Keaton's family made the announcement but did not specify a cause. As CBS's Ali Bauman reports, Keaton's self-deprecating grace, humor, and offbeat charm made her a Hollywood superstar.
Is it true?
Diane Keaton's first big movie role won over audiences in 1972, opposite Al Pacino in The Godfather, one of the greatest American films ever. Just 5 years later, she earned an Academy Award for her iconic performance in Woody Allen's Annie Hall, propelling her to Hollywood royalty. It was one of eight films she worked on with Allen, and the pair dated briefly. She was also linked to some of Hollywood's biggest names, including Warren Beatty. Whether as the empathetic mother in Father of the Bride or a vengeful first wife,
don't put me on this
Keaton charmed audiences.
Oh, there's a lull in my life. It's just a void and empty space. When you are not in my embrace. Oh, there's a lull in my life. The moment that you go away, there is no night, there is no day. The clock stops ticking, the world stops turning, everything stops but that flame in my heart that keeps burning, burning. Matter how I may pretend. I know that you alone can end the ache in my heart, the call of my arms, the love in my life.
News of Keaton's passing broke Sunday morning, sparking an outpouring of tributes from across the film industry. Among the first to react was her longtime friend and co-star, Al Pacino, who shared a brief but emotional message on Instagram. "Goodbye, Diane," Pacino wrote, alongside a black and white photo of the two taken during the filming of The Godfather Part II. The post quickly drew thousands of comments from fans and fellow actors, remembering their on-screen chemistry and decades-long friendship. Pacino and Keaton's connection began more than 50 years ago when they starred together in Francis Ford Coppola's The Godfather, 1972. Keaton played Kay Adams, the moral center and eventual wife of Pacino's character, Michael Corleone. Their complex dynamic, both on screen and off, became legendary, with many describing their partnership as one of the great actor pairings in cinema history. In interviews over the years, Keaton often spoke fondly of Pacino, calling him maddening, brilliant, and utterly irreplaceable. Pacino, in turn, once described her as one of the truest souls I've ever known, praising her fearlessness and humor. Though their romantic relationship ended decades ago, the two remained close friends throughout their lives.
Music of the Star, that's at 78. Vocal quartet The Modern Heirs in an early role. They recorded briefly with George Hall, That's what you heard after a little bit with Charlie Barnett, and right before Paul Whiteman, and most famously Glenn Miller. Lala My Life, and George Hall. That's from Hollywood. Okay, let's see the music of the... Oh, here's something I wanted to do a while ago. This is Nat Cole and Billy May in the orchestra.
When you're alone, who cares for starlit skies? When you're alone, the magic moonlight dies at break of dawn. There is no sunrise when your lover has gone. What lonely hours the evening shadows bring. What lonely hours with memories lingering like faded flowers. Life can't mean anything when your lover has gone. Dawn, there is no sunrise when your lover has gone. What lonely hours the evening shadows bring. What lonely hours with memories lingering like faded flowers. Life can't mean anything when your lover, when your lover, when your lover has gone.
That with Billy May. Here's Billy solo. The music of the star. Thank you. Billy May and the Orchestra, hard swinging there with Columbus Day today.
I live in Italy, the sky is sunny. Tonight's a place, and if you think the way I talk is funny, shut up your face, shut up your face. America to me is not so foreign, it's just the same, she's just the same. Of course, you haven't no got Sophia Loren, don't be ashamed. Please don't be ashamed. Bella, Bella, that's a means of cute. Vespa, Vespa, that's a motor scoot. And if you in a nicer mood for some nice Italian food, veal with cheese or arna is a veal of Parmigiana. The opera house in Rome is called La Scala. It's very strange. It's very strange. 10,000 lira makes a half a dollar. You get us some change. You get us some change. In Venice, if you do a lot of driving, then don't forget. Please don't forget. Before you drive, go study scuba diving. The streets is a wet. The streets is a wet. Vino, vino, that's a glass of wine. You drink a use and I'll a drink a mine. Vittorio De Sica makes a picture twice a week. Soup with macaroni is a call a minestrone. I wrote to Anna Maria Alberghetti. She sings a high, a very high. I typed a letter on my Olivetti. I don't know why I took a try. Dean Martin, he's a nice Italian fella, a friend of Frank's, a friend of Frank's. If you give them a piece of mozzarella, they tell you thanks, a thousand thanks. Dolce, dolce, dolce means a sweet. Grapes is a thing to you, stamp it with your feet. The Tower of Pisa, she's a lean, a necky is a sewing machine. Eat us some lasagna, but it don't get any on ya. La 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 la.
Well, it's just around the corner, any cozy little corner. Love is just around the corner when I'm around you. I'm a sentimental loner and a good little loner. When you keep me on the corner, just wait for you. Venus de Milo, she was noted for her charm. But strictly between us, you're cuter than Venus. And what's some more, you got in the arms. Let's go cuddle in the corner, any cozy little corner. Love's just around the corner when I'm around you.
Walks like an angel walks.
What else does she do?
And she talk
like a what?
Like an angel talk.
What about her hair?
And her hair,
sunny boy,
has a kind of curl. To my mind,
she's some kind of girl.
She's my kind of girl.
She is wise.
Like how wise?
Like an angel's wise. With eyes. Like an angel's eyes.
Do she smile?
And the smile. Like a kind of pearl. To my mind, she's my kind of girl.
Her little face, that face just knocks me off her feet. Pretty little feet, she's really
Well, she what?
Looks look like an angel looks.
She cooks like an angel cooks. And my mind in a kind of world. To my mind, she's my kind of girl. Love is funny or it's sad. It's quiet or it's mad. It's a good thing or it's bad. But beautiful, beautiful.
Where we going?
To take a chance, take a little walk. When you fall, you fall.
What?
And I'm thinking I wouldn't mind at all. Love is cheerful or it's gay. It's a problem or it's play. It's a heartache either way. But beautiful. That if she were mine, I'd never let her go. And that would be but beauty
said both.
And
hang on, so
you, Al, is for the way you look on me. Oh, is for the only one I see.
Me is very, very. A very, very extraordinary.
E is even more than anyone that you adore can. Love is all that I can give to you. Love is more than just a game for two. Two in love can make it. Take my heart and please, don't you break it. Love was made for you and me. My story is much too sad to be told. But practically everything leaves me totally cold. You gotta listen, the door's locked.
Okay.
The only exception I know is the case. When I'm out on a quiet spree.
You want to hold it down and somebody's sleeping back there.
Fighting mainly the old ennui. And I suddenly turn and see your fabulous face. I get no kick from champagne.
Doesn't thrill me at
alcohol
all.
Alcohol doesn't thrill you?
Tell me why I should.
I don't believe a
it
word of that.
And I get a kick out of you.
Some like the perfume from Spain.
I study with you.
I'm sure that if I took even one sniff, why, it would bore me to rip. Thickly too. Yet I get a kick out of you.
It's a long one, isn't it?
I get a kick
when
every time I see you standing there before. I get a kick, though it's clear to see that you obviously you do not adore me. I get no kick in a plane flying, flying too high with some gal.
Botticelli is very old, he's very old. He's a paint, a lady with a naked belly. She caught a cold, she caught a cold.
I know a man who wrote a song, Volare. He got a cash, a lot of cash. He took the cash and bought a new Ferrari. He made a crash, his fender smash. Gina, Gina, Lola Brigida, I love her, but que sera, sera. And if you see Anna Magnani with Marcello Mastroianni, ask if you could borrow some spaghetti marinara. Columbus was a nice Italian fella. He had no boats, he needed some boats. So he's fool around with Queen Isabella. She had a three boats, she gave him the boats. The Queen, she said, Columbus, poochie woochie, if you should land in some new land, please name it for America's Vespucci, 'cause he's a nice Italian man. Nina Pinta and the Saint Marie, 1492, they sailed the sea. They found the land and it was grand, and then Columbus, he's proclaimed, I call this land America, a nice Italian name.
That's why America's a nice Italian name. Hey! Why should any heart be filled with sadness? We should be gay. Why the world should all be filled with gladness in every way? A song can make most anybody happy, so let us sing. My song is full of life and good and snappy. It's got the swing. Join the chorus, now's the time to start. Sing the chorus with a happy heart. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Do your little part. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. Oh, how can anybody keep from dancing when songs they play? And how can anybody keep from prancing? We should be gay. I claim the way to loosen up your feelings is sing and shout. I'm thrilled, all melodies are so appealing, I dance about. Join the chorus, now's the time to start. Sing the chorus with a happy heart. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la-la. With a happy heart. Tra-la-la-la-la-la-la-la.
All right, let's stand by for news. The music of the stars continue. And by the way, we got more for Columbus Day right after the news. That's today and tomorrow. The one holiday that there's two of. The music of the stars. I'm Lou Regani. Welcome, WZTI, the Civic Media Radio Network at 107.3 Milwaukee. Ba-dum, 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 ba-dum. Ba-dum, ba-dum, the music of the stars, yeah!
Ma chiamo d'arte,
Good morning, Hayward. WBZH. And La Crosse. WLCX. And Madison. WMDX. Be right back.
Listening to 93.5 The Tap, WCFW HD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire, and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. President Trump's leaving for the Middle East today ahead of tomorrow's big summit in Egypt on his Gaza peace deal. A big part of that deal, tomorrow's planned hostage handover. Israeli government spokeswoman Shosh Bedrosian.
We are expecting all 20 of our living hostages to be released together at one time to the Red Cross.
Low-lying areas along the Atlantic coast bracing for the possibility of major flooding with a big nor'easter headed its way. In Greenberg, New York, this resident has
batteries, extra candles, flashlights, just in case lights go out.
Federal appeals court this weekend ruled that while President Trump can federalize National Guard troops sent to Illinois, he can't deploy them. More from CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
This is another in a number of decisions that have come quickly in the battle between whether or not President Trump has the power to federalize and deploy the National Guard against the wishes of state governors.
An earlier ruling found deployment would, quote, likely lead to civil unrest. CBS News Brief, I'm Vicki Barker.